Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been saying this about the Carolina Panthers this year. We've been saying, look, the defense last year was an A. The offense last year was an F. If you want to be a borderline playoff team, if you want to be relevant, if you want to vie for something, you got to improve the offense from an F to a C. And I am not sure I saw that yesterday. Okay? I saw a good and solid defensive performance that gave up some yards, right? Gave up some yards late, but had a defensive touchdown. And I saw Baker Mayfield struggling to channel my inner Joe Namath with Susie Kalber. 12 for 25, Baker Mayfield, 170 yards, one touchdown, no picks. The second of those two is really noteworthy. If you're going to be bad, at least don't turn the game, turn the ball over. See, that's what New Orleans did. They lose the game. New Orleans had three turnovers. Carolina had none. Carolina beats the Saints. Carolina's better than the Saints. Folks, when we made our division predictions in the NFC South, I said the Panthers were your second-place team in this division. And you look up, and what do you see? By golly, Carolina is the second-place team in this division. Tampa Bay's 2-1. Everybody else is 1-2. My most difficult game to pick all of last week was Atlanta at Seattle. I picked Atlanta. I got it right. I'm thrilled about that. Diesel, your takeaways, man. I know you host our Carolina pregame show for WROQ. Do a nice job of that. Wings, etc. Boiling Springs. Tip of the cap to all of you guys. By the way, my favorite meals in the upstate. Coming up in the very, very next segment, your takeaways, Diesel.
Well, the truth is, if you need three turnovers to win by one score, then you didn't play a very good football game. So I know Carolina Panthers feel good about this win, and it feels good to get a win. But let's not act like the Carolina Panthers won that game so much as the New Orleans Saints lost that game. I think this team is still pretty lost offensively. The defense is seeming to round into place. You know, I was looking at it, and I don't have my notes in front of me right now that I used on the show on Sunday, yesterday, but Carolina's pass defense was really good, like bordering on elite. I think they were the third or fourth best pass defense in the league through two games, but they were like the fourth worst rush defense in the league. So, you know, it's almost like you got two very different units out there. And, you know, hey, shout out to the rush defense for stepping up and doing what they did and limiting Alvin Kamara to just 61 yards. But still, again, if you need three turnovers to win by a score, you got big problems.
Well, yeah, they do have problems. And Baker Mayfield has got to play better. And the completion percentage isn't getting it done. And the rating of 81 isn't getting it done. But let's call a spade here. He's not turning the ball over. He's graduated from it to at least this point where he's like, okay, if I'm going to suck while I learn this new offense, at least don't give the ball to the other team.
Yeah, but they're also facing a team whose quarterback is in a copper-fit back brace. Yeah. Like, that dude is struggling. Jameis Winston is struggling with his health. So, you know, you have to qualify everything. Jameis Winston is going to be one of those one-for-one turnover to touchdown guys this season, kind of back to that old Jameis Winston. So, you know, again, beating New Orleans, it feels good because New Orleans has been good for so long. But I think this New Orleans team is pretty down. This was a must win for the Carolina Panthers. You had to win this game because you got two tough opponents ahead. You got the Cardinals and the 49ers after this. Both of those games are at home. So if you can steal one of those games, I think you save Matt Rhule's job probably through the remainder of this season. But man, you know, you lose both of those games in bad fashion. I said it. If you didn't beat New Orleans, then you were staring down 0-5, and you might be looking for a new head coach halfway through the season or by week six of the season. It might be a stay of execution for a week or 2 weeks because you picked up a win and it feels good. And as you get that little dopamine hit, so you're like, oh, okay, maybe we'll just stick with who we got for now. But, you know, this team's got a lot of work to do.
But I'll say this, and we're going to hear from Baker Mayfield here momentarily. I think, Diesel, that the next two games are must wins for Carolina as well. Arizona and San Francisco are eminently beatable. Both are 1-2, okay? The 49ers lost in a baseball score last night 11-10. That was the final score of Broncos 49ers yesterday. 11-10. San Francisco led 10-5 before they said screw the playbook. Let's just let Russell Wilson be magic. The final drive of the game. Nathaniel Hackett and everybody saying this looks totally over his head, over his skis as a head coach. They win 11-10. The Cardinals lost at home. Now, Arizona has two losses in which they really honestly weren't overly competitive at home this year. So you get Arizona at home. You get San Francisco at home. These games now, to me, become must wins for Carolina moving forward. Did you guys have your interest piqued in anything you saw from the Carolina Panthers on Sunday? 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663 is the number to get to us on the show. Because after these two games, Diesel, what you have is at the Rams, that's brutal. Home against the Bucs, that's brutal. A week after the Falcons, you get at Cincinnati, perhaps fighting for their playoff lives. So you have two games with the Falcons that surround, that are in the middle of a stretch of the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Rams, the Buccaneers, the Bengals, and the Ravens. Folks, you got to win the games that you have a chance to win, okay? And if, let's say, Carolina is able to get two home wins in the next 2 weeks against Arizona and the 49ers, two teams with the same record they have, all right? Then you're 3-2. You lose to the Rams, you're 3-3. You lose to the Bucs, you're 3-4. You beat the Falcons, you're 4-4. You lose to the Bengals, you're 4-5. You beat the Falcons, you're 5-5. You lose to the Ravens, you're 5-6. Then at least at 5-6 with six games remaining, you are in the discussion for something, brother. Like you're not forlorn, you're not forgotten, you're not irrelevant. You are fighting for something at that particular stage. You are. Baker Mayfield here, on the third down struggles that the team is facing, he says, look, when searching for the problem, I look in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are four down territory situations. A little bit skewed on that, but just make the simple plays. You know, I think about the first third down over DJ's head, man coverage, just putting the ball in the right spot. You know, I think the third downs are completely on me, just ball location. So just continue to work on that and just harp on our passing game. And obviously, just throughout the whole game, we need to be better, but especially on third down.
I got to say, folks, can we say this at this point? He's doing all the right things. He's saying all the right things. He's not playing great, right? But when you rank the concerns for Baker Mayfield coming to the Carolina Panthers, number one was attitude. Number two was getting along with people, right? Number three was being a good teammate. Is Baker not doing all of those things? Okay, so if I told you, you were going to get a Baker Mayfield with a good work ethic and a good attitude who didn't turn the ball over. Many of you would say, I'd take that, right? Because that's what you're getting. The completion percentage isn't good. He's missing some throws. He's getting happy feet. His mechanics are a little bit off. All of that is true. But he's not turning the ball over. He's working hard and he's being a good teammate. He's not creating headaches and problems in the locker room. You let the defense do what they need to do, man. If you just have a quarterback who's a dreaded game manager, you can win some games with this team. Now, I think he's got ability to be much more than that. But right now, you're learning the offense. Let's see what you got.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.